Cedar Snippets is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookstein in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Edith Goldsmith, Esther Bas Yaakov. We have introduced the next section of Baruch Hu, the Brachas of Shema, and Shema, both with the imagery of a courtship, a relationship, getting to know, commitment, and then connection and intimacy, or Rav Schwab's depiction of our journey through the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately to where in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, our Amida represents our personal, intimate rendezvous conversation with Hashem. We last left off with the image that Baruch Hu is the Chazan, who is welcoming and inviting others to this Davar Shebikdusha. We're about to say the Brachos of Shema and Shema. We're at the transition to the next stage of davening. Kol Mila Dekedusha Boyazmana. Any holy thing requires introduction, invitation, preparation. It requires effort. Just like Savrei Maranan before Kiddush, and just like Baruch Hu before an Aliyah, and just like Rabbi Sain Avarech before a Zimon, Baruch Hu plays that same parallel role here for the Brachos of Shema and of Shema. There's an amazing Zohar. There's an amazing Medrash that quotes the Rus Mehazohar. Ein haneshama shorah ba'adam ad sheyomer chamesh milos elu. That the neshama of a person, the soul, cannot reside within a person. Our soul is not, in fact, alive or healthy without reciting these five words. That Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMavorach are so significant, are so important. Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Li'olam Ba'ed. We answer the Chazan with those five words. And the reason those five words is because they correspond with the five descriptions or levels of our neshama. Nefesh Chaya Yechida Ruach and neshama. The five descriptions, the five elements of our neshama are contained within those five words, and therefore the neshama does not actually take root. The neshama does not exist within us until we answer Baruch Hu b'kol kocho, till we respond to the invitation of the Chazan to join the Chazan in acknowledging that Hashem is the source of all bracha in our life. Whatever we value, whatever we enjoy, whatever we're grateful for, Hashem is the makor habracha. He's the source of all bracha. Bracha milashon brecha. It flows, the shefa, that flow comes from Him. He is the source of it all. So the Chazan says, Baruch Hu es Hashem ha-mevorach. He blesses Hashem. Why not just Baruch Hu es Hashem? Just bless Hashem. Why does the Chazan have to add the word HaMavorach? So the Rishonim explained that the word HaMavorach makes clear that the Chazan is including himself in this validation, in this affirmation. In other words, Baruch Hu es Hashem means he's instructing everyone else. Bless Hashem. Acknowledge Hashem is the source of bracha. Be grateful to Hashem. When he says, acknowledge and bless Hashem, the one who is blessed, he himself is participating, is contributing to that effort to join together. So not just Baruch Hu es Hashem, but the Chazan adds HaMivorach, acknowledging that Hashem is Mivorach, Hashem is Himself. Blessed, He is the source of all blessing. We hear the Chazan, and then we have to expand. The Maharal writes in the Drasha L'Shabbashuva that when we hear someone else acknowledge Hashem, we can't be satisfied with echoing or mirroring it back. We have to praise even more, go to the next level. And that's why, not from a competitive or one-upsmanship, but from an effort to increase or further advance the goal of praising and acknowledging and thanking and seeing Hashem as the source of all bracha, Maharal says, that's why the Tzibur answers, Baruch Hashem HaMivorach, La'olam va'ed. We add those other two words, La'olam va'ed, forever and ever. So there's a little rhythm, a play going back and forth. The Chazan invites us, but adds HaMavorach, so he's included. We accept the invitation by acknowledging Baruch Hashem HaMavorach, that Hashem is the source of all blessing, that He is blessed, and we add the additional words, acknowledging it is Li'olam va'ed. The Sifri in Parshas Hazinu on the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, writes, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Minayin La'omdem Bebeis HaKnesses Va'omar Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavorach, what is the source of this conversation, this exchange, this responsive exchange? So the Sifri says, Talmud Lomar, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. That is the source. Kishem Hashem Ekra, to call out Hashem's name, Havu Godel, and to acknowledge His greatness, to bless Him, to Hainu Shamavarach, Omarach HaMavorach, V'ha'onim Magdilin Shmo, we add, V'omrim Le'olam Va'ed. The Talmud Be'eliyahu Zuta has an amazing story in the name of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, who says that he was once walking in the way and he found a person who was gathering wood. V'dibarti imo v'lo hechzili davar, I spoke to him, he didn't answer. And then another person came, and he said, that this individual was gathering wood, said, I'm not really among the living. I'm invisible. I've already left this world. He said, why are you gathering wood? So he says, you know, I had a friend, and we used to make wrong decisions. We had poor judgment. We did things wrong. And when we ascended on high, it was ordained that we were deserving of Srefa, that we were deserving of being consumed by fire. When I'm gathering the wood, it's for my friend to be burned, and he gathers wood for me to be burned. Amarti lo, so I asked him, Din chemad masa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I said, how long will this go on? And he said, Keshebati lekani nachti es ishti muberes. When I left this world, I left my wife behind, she was pregnant. Yodea ani shezachri muberes. I know it was a boy. Lachem bebakashim chavizar bo mishash shayi yanolad ashiya ben chamishanim. So he said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, please, down in this world, please be careful from when he's born till he's 5 years old. Teach him. And the father said, as soon as the son can respond to Baruch Hu. It's a similar story about Rabbi Akiva and Kaddish. But here we see from this Medrash Tana Be'Elio, Zuta, Perek Yud Zayin, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai tells this story that the man said, I'm unable to ascend fully on high, I'm unable to find relief, I'm unable to really enter the world to come until my son learns and is taught to say, to respond to Baruch Hu B'kol Kocho with all of his effort, with all of his energy, with all of his intent. So this answer that so many say dismissively, without thought, we have to be more mindful of. The Chazan is extending a beautiful invitation to get us ready for something so holy. And we not only respond to the invitation, we add to it, Li'olam Va'ed, Kishem Hashem Ekra. This is how we call out to Hashem. We praise, we see, we acknowledge, and we're so grateful that He is the Makor Bracha. The transition between Psukei Dezimra, where we get to know God, and the Brachos of Shema and Shema, where we make a commitment to Him, is to acknowledge that He is the source of all Bracha in our lives.